Bringing you real voices, real issues, and real solutions. You are listening to The Smart Hour online. Your global connection to uncensored, thought-provoking interviews and great conversation about what faces our world today. This is not mainstream media. This is The Smart Hour. Here you go. Your host, Tanisha Smart.
Hello, 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 my listeners. I'm so grateful for you guys tuning in tonight. As you know from social media and the blast that I've put out, tonight is a very sobering episode because we're going to be praying. It's actually been over a year since I've done an episode on prayer, and that's what the Lord has led me to do. So that's what we're going to do tonight. I see some prayer warriors in now listening in. So we're going to take a quick break, and then I'll come in, and we'll begin to pray and intercede as the Lord leads.
The Smart Hour, brought to you by Fit, Focused, and Curvy, knowledge for the complete woman, an environment for women to share and grow, offering tips and testimonials on fashion, parenting, cleaning, and much more. Be sure to friend us on Facebook at Fit, Focused, Curvy, follow us on Instagram at Fit, Focused, Curvy, and check out our website at fitfocusedcurvy.com.
To you. am your father. You are mine. No matter the mess you've made, I'm tending to my sheep. I'm tending.
Thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you so much, Lord, for the mind to pray. Thank you, Lord, for the privilege of prayer. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. God, as I stand here and stand proxy for your people, I ask your forgiveness for every sin that I've committed, everything that I've done wrong, God, everything that I've done wrong, those things I knew about, those things I didn't know about. Father, I stand before you and ask forgiveness. Thank you. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for what was done on the cross. Thank you, God.
Yerusha.
Thank you, God. Thank you for the passion to pray. Thank you, Father. Father, right now, I lift up the leadership, God, starting at the head. I lift up leadership of this country, God, and these perilous times, God. I lift them up to you. I believe, God, that you are able to use anybody. So, Father, would you have your way during this term? And all the people that are in leadership positions over the country, God, have your way. Let your agenda be carried out. Let your plan be carried out, God, in the earth, in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray for leadership of churches, Lord, and organizations, God, that are called by your name. I pray for a spirit of wisdom, God. Wisdom, dear God, and prudence. That people would truly, God, be on our faces before you, God, seeking direction. Direction, God, and what you would have us to do in this hour. Let us not feel as though we can do or feel, be prideful in a sense where we don't pray or feel like we can do things without you. For if Yeshua had to pray, surely we do. So, Father, for every person that's in a leadership position, particularly in your house, I pray, God, for a spirit of humility, hunger, and thirst to seek after you and to seek after a spirit of wisdom. Father, I pray for heads of households. My God. Oh, God, that there would be wisdom. God, that there would be an urgency to pray. God, that there would be a spirit of awareness and alertness. God, that we are aware of what's going on in our homes and that we have the mind to cover our homes, to cover everybody in it, to cover the windows and the doors, God, that we'll be mindful even in our spending, God. God, help us to be aware of the times in this age, God, where there's so much that tries to snatch our attention. There's so much flooding into our lives, into our ears, into our eyes, God. So much that's flooding in. Father, as heads of household, help us to be sober, oh God, and to be humble enough to know that we need you. Oh, Korashi. To not take it lightly that you put us in place in a leadership position over our families. God, Yerushalayim, give us a spirit of humility to pray, to understand that we have to be the priests of our homes, to understand that we have to guard our homes, God, to understand that we have to pray, God.
And that our adversary is hoping that we don't do it. He's hoping that we're distracted. But God, I beseech you, Father, that you would give us an urgency to pray, an urgency to be a watchman over our homes. God, Yerosiah, God, Yosiah, help us. Help us in these positions of leadership. Help us, God, to know when it's time to take off the mask, God, and be real before you. To take off the mask, God, and be babies before you, seeking the next step and the next move, dear God. Surround us with people, God, that will lift us up. Surround us, God, with those people that understand the mission and understand the drive and understand what it means to have to stand firm and weather every storm. Yo, Karoboshaya, Father, Yoro Sabatia Koramandia Baso. Father, we need you. We need you. We need you. We need you. We need you for the blueprint. We need your voice, God. We need you for direction, God. We need you above even the scriptures, God. Holy Spirit, we need you. Teach us as leaders, God, how to access every tool that we have, from praying in the Spirit, dear God, to calling upon angels, dear God, to knowing when to reach out to our brothers and sisters, dear God, knowing the time for assistance, God, and to be humble enough to call on someone and to call on you, God, that we would make it to the next dimension in every area of our lives. Oh, God, I lift up leaders, that we would be about your business, that we would be about your business, that our mindsets would be focused on what you want to do in the earth, what you want to do in our businesses, what you want to do in our families, what you want to do in our companies and our churches, dear God, what you want to do in our spheres of influence, what you want to do, God. God, expand our minds and our thought process, that we would think globally, God. And even beyond that, that we would think kingdom and be able to be in line and in position in the earth so that you can orchestrate your will throughout the earth, God. Help us, 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 God, to be in tune with you. Help us, God. Help us, God. God, I lift up people that are hurting right now. There's so much going on in the earth. There are people that have lost loved ones, God. Those that lost loved ones, God, in California. And those that lost the parents of the children that were on the school bus, God. And even that parent, God, whose child was beheaded, dear God. And those people, God, that were killed in the fire in Tennessee. God, is so much going on in the earth. Father, I lift up those that are grieving right now. Father, that you would comfort as only you can. Father, that you would send someone, God, to speak into them. Father, that you would release your warring angels and your ministering angels, God, to speak to them with the lyrics of heaven. Oh, God. Father, we need you, those that are hurting, those that are grieving, God, those that are even in emotional pain, those that have lost marriages, dear God, and those that have been betrayed, God. I know, God, that you care. You care about everything that concerns us, God. For you yourself were betrayed. God, thank you. Thank you, God, that you're not far away from what we go through. Thank you, God, that you know what it's like to be human as you came in the form of Jesus. Thank you, God. And so, God, I pray, God, that we're able to link up with you even in our humanity, God, and call upon you to comfort those. To comfort those that are in pain. to comfort those that are grieving, to comfort those that are balled up in a knot and don't think they'll ever smile again, God. God, we call upon you to comfort as only you can, Father. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Yo sobo koroboshe. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you for comfort, God. Thank you for comfort. Let it rain. Let it rain. Let it rain, God. Thank you for comfort. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we lift up our children to you, God, as they go on school buses, God, and as they go in school buildings, God, and are in the midst, God, of people that have ill will and ill motives, dear God. Our children in the midst of other kids that are mentally disturbed and may think about taking a gun to school or be offended about something. God, on college campuses, people are breaking out in gunfire and just slaughtering people. God, we lift up our children to you. We lift them up to you, God, and pray your protective hedge around them. We apply the blood of Jesus over them from the top of their heads to the soles of their feet. God, we pray for your protection. We pray, God, that every angel that you have assigned to each one of them be activated, dear God. Oh, God, that the angels, God, be activated, be moved, dear God, to cover and to protect for those children even that are missing, dear God. For every child that's missing under an Amber Alert, God, there are angels that watch over those children. Father, that the angels would see that they get to where they're supposed to be safely in Jesus' name. When there's a war for our children's minds, dear God, there's a war in the music, there's a war in media, there's a war, Lord, in everything that they see and hear and do. Father, help us as parents to be sober, that we understand, God, what warfare is, and we understand what prayer is, and we know how to pull things up out of their mindsets and up out of their spirits, dear God, before they begin to take root. Help us to teach our children your ways, God, and to speak life into them. Oh, God. God, help us to be the role models for them, that they don't have to look past the front door for somebody that they want to be like, dear God. Help us, God, Yokorashi, to cover our babies. Help us, God. Help us, God. Help us to not be distracted as parents, even with our jobs, God, and with our purpose and with the things that we're pursuing, that we leave our babies uncovered. God, give us the passion to pray for our babies. Give us the discipline to pray for our babies, God. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, for many of us can look back at our own childhood and see where the enemy was in and where he spoke and where he moved and where he did things in our lives, God, that we can't even shake as adults without you. Father, help us to guard and cover our babies. Oh, God, oh, Rabashi, that our mouths will always be used to edify them and to instruct and to guide, God. Never to tear them down. Help us, God, to speak, God, what you would have us to speak, and give us an anointing, Lord, to shift with them from dimension to dimension, from grade to grade, from age to age. Lord, help us to understand when a child has matured from 7 years old to 17, and give us an anointing, God, to parent on that level. For in doing this, we stop the hand of the enemy over their lives. Oh, God. God, give us wisdom when it comes to our babies. Give us wisdom, God. And the passion to pray. Teach us to get up, God, and walk the floors at night and anoint their heads and cover their doors and their windows, God. Oh, God, help us, God, to tread and walk around their beds and speak life into their subconscious as they sleep, God. Teach us to pray over their clothes and pray over their shoes and pray about their friends, God, and pray about their teachers and pray about everybody that they come in contact with, God. Make us prayer warriors for our babies. In the name of Jesus. We don't leave them uncovered. Thank you, God. Help us to get it. Seek the path. Oh, we seek to be their friend. Oh, God, help us. Help us. Help us, God, to teach them. Teach them everything they need to know that we're not trapped. Anyway, be dark. Help us, God. And protect them, dear God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. God, we lift up people that are in fear. Fear of death. Fear of their loved ones dying. Fear of what's to come in the country. Fear in any dimension. God, we lift it up to you, for it's not of you. God, we pray, God, for people to be bold. Boldly believe what you said. Boldly believe that you love us. Boldly believe that you'll cover us. Boldly believe that nothing happens, God, without your loving hands. Oh, Rakababashia. Nothing happens in our lives without first being sifted through your hands, God. Pray against the spirit of fear in the hearts of your people. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for peace. Peace. Peace, God, thank you. Peace. Peace. Well, your word tells us that in these last days, people's hearts will fail them for fear. Father, I call for a divine reversal right now in the earth, God. For those that are walking in fear and feel that they have to take things into their own hands and take matters into their own hands, God. Those that are killing their families because they're afraid due to the economic structure of this country and of this world, God. God, I pray for a divine reversal. Oh, Ramashi. Oh, Gandalabasoto, Randalabashi. That there be no premature deaths for fear. Ye kedendo poko rabaki andorabokaya. Ye hando soko reba sekaya bakusha. Yoto reba siki ishataya andorabusha. Yabako rababake andorabus. Oh. Ishaya baseta, ye kandala basoto, roko rabasiaya. Yosha. For that fear comes because people don't know your love, God. For your love is perfect, and it casts out all fear. And so, God, whatever channel your love has to go through to get to them, if it's a commercial, God, if it's a billboard, God, if it's a neighbor, dear God, if it's a stranger, God, if it's an angel that we entertain unawares, God, I pray for your love to reach those that are in fear. Through whatever vehicle you elect to use, God, I beseech you, Father, that you would intervene, that you would step in, Lord, to this earth realm. Touch, 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 as only you can. Father, God, we need you. God, we need you. We need you, God. We need you. We need you. We need you. We need your love. We need your love, God. We need your love in the earth, God. We need your love. We need your love. Help us to be conduits, your people, to be conduits of your love. That we seek to love genuinely. Not for getting return, God. Not because it's a good business deal. Not that we, so we won't be fed up to working. People are fearful. Fearful of what's to come. Help us to be in position, even as your people. That we're not walking around with nasty attitudes. Oh, God. Nasty words coming out of our mouths, God. Oh, God, that we're nice, that we're simply nice, and that you'll be able to flow through that. Help us, God, to get up looking for someone to love, looking for someone for you to shower your love on. As your people, that we, that's what we said we do. We said we would be yours. So, God, give us the urgency and the burden to love. Let your love permeate our entire being. In the name of Jesus. Oh God. And let your glory be manifested. So much so that we start to see a decrease in fear. It's possible with you, God. It's possible with you, God. Nothing is impossible with you, God. Nothing. So surely this can be done. You're God. Help us to be willing vessels, God. For real, for real. That we're not faking, God, and putting up a show for other people to see. But God, that we would truly be willing to be your vessels. And love somebody so that you can reach. So that you can reach those for which we are still here. There's a reason why you haven't returned. Help us, God, to be who we're supposed to be in the earth. For by your love, yeah, by your love is what you said. Will they know that we're your disciples? Help us to display that love. Help us, God. Help us, God. I pray, God, for wounded warriors. There are some people called by your name, God, that have been wounded through storms, God. They've been wounded through storms. They've been hurt by the church. They've been hurt by the people. God, I pray for wounded warriors. Those, God, walking, God, know your goodness, dear God. But they're walking, God, in a place of being hurt and in pain. And in doing so, the enemy wants to steal the testimony and wants to steal the harvest. But God, I pray that you move in by your spirit, that you would speak to them in their dreams, and that you would stir up every gift, dear God. Oh God, oh God, oh God, that they would have the testimony of David. When I made my bed in hell, that you were with me. Father, for wounded warriors. Sometimes when we walk with you, God, we can have a spirit of pride. We think we know how we're supposed to come to you. We think we're supposed to have it together before we come to you. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that you would give them a childlike faith, a childlike attitude, God, a childlike humility to come to you. Just as they are for every wounded warrior. Let them not overthink it or be deceived by the enemy, thinking that they can't come back, for you can't bless who we pretend to be. And for those that know that they're warriors and know that they're called by you, God, well, call them out of a place of pretending, dear God. Pretending that they want to be in that place. Pretending that they like walking in those realms, God. I call them back by the authority given to me by Jesus Christ. I call wounded warriors back, God. God, that they remember grace and mercy. That we all remember grace and mercy. That we all remember your grace and your mercy. Oh God, and God, that as those wounded warriors come back, that you get even more glory from their lives. Thank you, God, for an even greater anointing on their lives, an even greater passion for you that stirs inside of them. For God, you spoke to me when I was smoking weed. You spoke to me when I was in clubs. You spoke to me, God, when I was in a lot of nasty places. God, I know that you speak to anybody you want to speak to. And so I pray that you speak to those wounded warriors, God. That they remember your love. That they remember who you are. And remember who they are. And return to their posts in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Let your glory be revealed in the earth, God. Let your glory be revealed in the earth, God. Ishata okorabasata yeke okorashi yoto remando robosi ishokoroso yokorabashata. Help us, God. Help us, God. All of the people, God, walking, God, this walk. Help us, God, to get even more serious and even more diligent and understand urgency. Manifest. I'm not speaking of and things that we will shadow the anointing, the very purpose. Save us, God. We will have the burden upon God. In the name of Jesus. And this technology age, we're always caught up on image and what we look like to everybody. But God, help us get to the place where we don't care what we look like to anybody but you. And God, that we remember why you planted us in different places. And yes, you planted us for business and you planted us to overtake some things. But God, sometimes we get caught up in those things and forget the anointing, the very core. Why you saved us and why you would plant us somewhere. Help us to move in wisdom. God, that you give us a spirit of wisdom. That you would stir up every gift inside of us. Even as you speak to us through dreams, God, help us not to dismiss the language of heaven. Help us not to dismiss the fact that you're speaking. Oh, God. Help us, God, to stop trying to throw away the example. For you've given us so many examples in your word. But we feel that we are so smart that we don't do deliverance in church anymore. And we don't anymore, and we don't do the things that Jesus did when he walked in the earth. God, renew in us a right spirit. God.
Yeah.
In a right spirit, God, a right spirit, a right spirit. If we get too far away from what Jesus did, then we begin to know Jesus like Paul said, and we got to do that. We can't get away from Jesus and the example that he set in the earth. Oh, God. Help us, God. Help us. Help us, God. Help us. Help us, God. Help us to truly fast. Help us to truly pray. Help us, God. Help us to care. Help us as your people, as your warriors, to care, dear God, about what's going on around us. Help us care, God. Oh, my God, Jesus. Give us the passion to pray. Somebody's got to care. Somebody's got to care enough to pray. Somebody's got to care enough to bombard heaven. Somebody's got to care enough to use the tools that you've given us. Somebody's got to care enough to be humble. Humble enough to say, God, we need you. God, please step in. God, please move. Bless this one. Bless that one. Touch this one. Somebody has to care. Oh, Colosia. Help us, God, to truly have a relationship with you. So that even as we pray, God, we walk in the authority that comes with relationship. That we walk in the authority that you've given us, God. And that we begin to see blind eyes open, and not just natural blind eyes, but spiritual blind eyes opened to your glory. Your korabaka. God, that we would be so humble and permeated with your spirit that people that are living wrong won't even be comfortable around without asking, who is this Jesus? Oh, korabasa. Help us get it right. Help us get it right, God. Help us get the love right. Help us get the compassion right. Help us get it right, God. Help us get it right. People are dying. Help us get it right, God. Help us, God. Help us. Help us. Help us. Help us to stop playing and to really manifest in every area. God, like we talked about the election, God, and how people's hearts are so darkened and filled with hatred. And the church would ring leaders. We were the first ones to say who we didn't like. I repent. I repent on behalf of all of us. God, return a thirst and a hunger for righteousness to us, God. That our views, that our perspective is not skewed, and that we see everything as an opportunity to win and save souls. Everything is an opportunity, Lord, to display your glory. Everything is an opportunity to show God humbly, humbly, humbly show that we are a sign in the earth that you do exist. We are a sign in the earth that Jesus Jesus died and rose again. We're a sign in the earth. That he felt that crown of thorns. We're a sign in the earth. That blood dripped. We're a sign, a sign. Help us to remember that we're a sign, God. Yaka, yaka basaya. Glory, God. Help us get it right. For even your people are dying. We don't know when it's our time to go. So God, help us get it right. And that we leave here empty of everything that we were assigned to do. With love being at the first, the top of the list. Help us get it right, Daddy. Help us get it right. 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 Help us to be humble enough to say, I'm going to say it for us. We need you. 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 We need you to please you. We need 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 you so that we walk in prudence. We need you so that we're aware of the signs of the times. We need you, God, that our spiritual gifts be sharpened. We need you, God, that we're effective in the earth, really effective, dear God. We need you. We need you, God, that our perspective is never off. We need you, God. Oh, corenda rabasia. Eranda rabakorabasish. Mindieke rabasoto rakaya. God. Thank you. Oh, Koryeti Andalabasia. Thank you, Lord. Erandia Sokorebayandia Satayaya. Thank you for the privilege of prayer. Oh, God, thank you. Thank you, God, that you would even be attentive, God, that your ear would even be next to our lips, God. To hear what we have to say, God, thank you. Oh, God, we acknowledge that you're almighty God. You're almighty God, and we don't see you as a little God. You're a great big God, the only living God. You're the only living God. Thank you. Oh, it's man that you're mindful of us. Father, I beseech you now for a spirit of humility in every area, God. Not a false humility, but that we truly understand the powerful hand of God, the powerful arm of God. You are God. And besides you, there's no other. Okorabashaya, help us get our perspective of you right. Help us, Lord, that our perspective of you is right. That we don't just walk up to you any kind of way. Yes, remembering that you love us, but God, when we have our perspective right of you, God, I believe it provokes an urgency to understand how it's mandatory that we get it right. God, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for balance, God. Balance, balance, balance in everything. Balance in everything, God. Balance.
Yoro priesa tayandarasia yekando rokorabasi. Yokosa.
I pray that we as your people, God, will begin to pray in the Spirit more. That we would pray in the Spirit more, dear God. That's a gift that you've given to us. That we would pray, period, more, God, because to not pray is essentially a spirit of pride. It's to say that we have it and we don't need your help. Yes, we do. Yes, we do need you, God. Yes, we do need you. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, you are the air we breathe. We need you. In the world that wants to seek its own way, we need you. With so many voices in the land, God, we need you. We need clarity in everything, God. Lift up those that are making decisions, dear God. Decisions for marriage, decisions for moving, decisions for school, decisions for business, God. Decisions, decisions in everything. But ultimately, the decision for who they're going to serve. For right now, people are making their choices in the earth. People are deciding if they will choose you or choose the enemy. And so, Father, we pray for those that are making the most important decision of their existence. Oh, God. The decision of where they'll spend eternity. Oh, God. Father, I pray for grace. I pray for grace and mercy. Oh, thank you, God. Every person that has to make a decision, dear God, I pray for clarity. Lord, I pray for people that people will have a burden and an urgency to say, I need wise counsel on this. I need God on this thing. And God, once you speak, God, help us to be obedient in every area of our lives. Once you speak, help us to be obedient to the sound of your voice and understand that once we get in, once man gets in and starts doing things and trying to orchestrate things, that we mess things up. But you're a good, good Father. You're a good, good Father, and you would that we prosper, even as our soul prospers. That we would get to the expected end that you have for us. Help us to relax, release, and trust you. Help us to trust you, God. And for those that aren't even thinking about calling on your name, people in different areas of leadership that have to make decisions, God, that will affect all of our lives, God, we pray that you get in, for the heart of the king is in your hand, and that you would, we pray that you would get in, Lord, and influence those decisions, dear God. We invite you into the earth. We invite you in through these prayers. We invite you, God, to come in and move by your Spirit. Please, God. Please, God. Please, God. Oh, God. O koran narabasi. Yerato korabasha. There's nobody like you. Yotara kandarabasa tararabakurabasa. Yokorobosata. Yekerendoroboshe. Yokoro korobosa. Yababasata yababurabasha. Oh, God, I thank you. Oh, God, I thank you. You are able to help us in our decisions. Yes, you are. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Oh, Korabasha. From answers on a test to our way home that we have to take, dear God, to what job we have to take, God, to even influencing the decisions of nations, dear God, you're able to move because you're God and there's nobody like you, a God that can hear prayers and all these different languages from all these different people at one time. You're a great big God, and yet you're close enough to us and caring enough, God, to care about each individual decision that we make. There's nobody like you. Oh, God, we acknowledge your splendor. We acknowledge your greatness. We acknowledge you, God. We reverence you. Yay! There's nobody like you. Thank you. Thank you for influencing our decisions. Thank you, God, for giving us answers. Thank you for the burden to pray and seek you, God. Thank you, God, for giving us a mouth, for forming our mouths, God, to cry out for wisdom, God. Thank you. Thank you, God. There's so much to thank you for. You're so awesome, God. You're so awesome. You're awesome. You're awesome. Shurando bokorabasia. Yendo koreke ish beresa. Yeraya bakorabasando kores. Menando soro korisata yebeshe. Yerando soko oko oras. Yaraka, yararaka, ya ayabaha, yaba ayabaha, ya baha, ayabaha, yeke abaha, yabaha, ya ayaka, asa ayaka, yandara aha, a, ya karaka basata, yandara kasa, yohora, yeke e, yeke isberes. Glory God. Glory God. Glory. Glory, glory. Yokurakimish ishba. Glory, God. Glory, glory, glory. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, that you care. Thank you, God, that you make us aware that you care. Thank you, God, that you're the only God that's living, but you're the only God that someone we can have a relationship with. You're the true and living God. And for those of us, God, that have tasted to see that you're good, thank you for the taste. Thank you, God. Yabaso. Oh, God. Okorababasha. But to have you, God, to have actually tasted, God, and experienced you, there's nobody like you. Where else will I go? There's nowhere else for me to go, God. And in this last and evil day, God, help us to hold on with everything in us. To hold on, God, grip with nails, toes, anything we got to hold on and grab onto you with, God. Help us hold on, God. As winds of adversity come, God, help us hold on to you. Help us to remember, God, the places that you delivered us from. Help us, God, to remember where we've seen your hand move in our lives. Help us to remember. Thank
koraka bashetaya. Orando solo koreshe de andro boso horaki ish ish baraba kora satana la bakora kababase. Yando soho okoshe. But if somebody listening, God wants you to remember. Remember the deliverance. Remember what he brought you from the last time. Remember. God, thank you. God wants you to remember. He wants you to remember that he delivered you before. He says, surely I will be with you. Thank you. O gondo kusa. Yabake bashata yakaya yaka ayaka. Yoko rakaba. Yara soto oro oras. Lo, I'm with you always. Isha, even until the end of age. God, thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you that you're with us. Thank you, God, for hearing this prayer. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for hearing the prayers for leadership. Thank you, God. Thank you for hearing the prayers for our children. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for releasing your angels to go in and unlock those children, God. Those that have been kidnapped or snatched or removed, God. Thank you for their angels, God. Thank you for sending the angels. I'm asking you, God. Thank you, God. God, help us. Help us to care when we even see those notifications, that we don't just pass by them, but that we pray for those missing children and missing people, that we pray for them, God. For you're able to do anything in the earth through our prayers. Help us, God. Thank you, God. Thank you for hearing the prayers for the wounded warriors and stirring them even now, God, and stirring them in their dreams, God, and causing them to be uncomfortable where they are, dear God. Thank you for hearing the prayers for wounded warriors, God, that you would get even more glory out of their lives, God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God, for covering us, your people, those called by your name. Help us to remember. Help us to remember that we even don't know. We don't know when our time is up, God. So we will remember, God, to be determined to die empty. Help us remember, God. Help us remember that as your people. And that we will beseech you, God, for a spirit of wisdom and for a right spirit in us. And that we walk in love in the name of Jesus. Help us get it right. Help us to repent swiftly. To quickly repent. While you've given us the grace to do so and you've granted us repentance, God, help us to repent quickly and genuinely in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God, for helping everybody that's making decisions. Again, I thank you for hearing those prayers, God. Thank you for hearing the prayers, God, of those that have to make decisions, God. Thank you, God, for placing it on their hearts, God, to call out to you, God, for every decision that has to be made. Decisions, decisions, decisions. Oh, God, decisions that require, Lord, your instruction, your blueprint. And then help us to be obedient to your answer. And we won't try to seek our own way and get caught up in emotions and our own smarts and what we think we know. but that we would truly be obedient to what you say, God. Yeah, God. Thank you for hearing these prayers. And God, even as we prayed, I pray, God, for our families, our children. Thank you for covering us just for praying. Thank you for covering our homes, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for being a hedge of protection around us as we're compelled to pray and compassionate about what's going on in the earth. Thank you, God. Thank you for comfort. Thank you for peace. Thank you for your presence. Thank you, Lord, for your glory being manifested in the earth through your church. God, get the simple sins out of our lives, the little childish things, God, out of our lives, God. Help us to walk circumspectly before you, being aware of the time, for surely the days are evil. Help us to walk circumspectly before you, God. Help us. And then help us to be humble enough to call upon you, God, when we need you, which is always. In the name of Jesus, thank you for this venue. Thank you for this avenue, God, to do what you want to do. I lift up the smart hour to you. Let it rain. Let it not rain, but let it last as long as you want it to last. And only for your glory. And that every time I'm on here, every time I'm on the air, that I will continue to remember that these words, these shows, go through the corridors of time. And this will reach who you want it to reach. At the appointed time, help me to not be filthy doing your work in any way, God. In the name of Jesus, I submit myself back to you, renewing me a right spirit. God, a right spirit. Be willing to be naked for you and for your glory. You care about me and you care about those you've chosen me to reach. And so I humble myself again. I repent for everything I've done wrong, as well as the other prayer warriors here and any of the listeners. And God, we thank you for hearing our prayers. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much, prayer warriors. Those that are on the air with me, I see you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thanks for standing with your sister during this time. We are in this thing together. Thank you so, 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 so much. Yusha Yabaku. And even as we get off the air, I just pray. I'll continue to pray when we're off the air, but I pray that we would cover each other. And understand that when we step out and do something different, we have to guard ourselves on another level. That we have to walk maturely in this thing. Because we know this walk is no joke. And so I cover you and I'll continue to cover you even after the show is over. Now thank you for standing with me. And I will do this as long as the Lord
impresses upon my heart to do it. So as far as next week, if God wants to go in that direction, that's exactly what we'll do. And because of the tone of this episode, I'm not going to even go out with the normal closing. So I just want to thank you all so much for tuning in tonight to the Smart Hour. I do appreciate it. And be sure to tune in next week. You won't want to miss the time that the Smart Hour will add to your life. Good night, everybody.
Don't worry about it.
Whatever you need to release, I'm tending to you. I'm tending to you. Cast all your cares on me. Whatever you need to release, I'm tending to you. I'm tending to you. Cast all your cares on. Opportunity to do as he has instructed. Come on, lay it at his feet.